Okay, Hilchos Nadarim Ushvuos, Sif Vav. Ein neder chal aleim hayapiv v'liba shavim. This is an important heter. A neder is not chal unless a person's mouth and heart are equal. Aval im neder betos, if you made a mistake, meaning you have to have really wanted to make the neder. But if you made a neder betos, lo yadaitu k'mo shehotzi b'sfasov, that it wasn't in his das, what came out of his mouth, where he thought about making a nether and he didn't verbalize it, ain't a nether, that is not a nether. Right? So if by mistake you said, oh, I'm making a nether, da, da, then that's not a nether. Fine. And of course, if you only thought it in your head, it's not a nether. This is by far the most common nether shaila that comes up. Mishanogi, somebody has a noig as a chumra with things that are mutter midina, meaning it's halachically allowed, right? Machmas siog v'gadar uprishus, but he decides to be stricter, to put up a fence or to separate from doing things. Gagoin tiny ishbimia slichas, let's say he decides he wants to fast during slichas. Oishaloi lechol basar, oishaloi lishtus yayin, or not to eat meat and not to drink wine. From Shiva Asar Batamas, not from the 9 days. Even if he only does it one time, meaning if he did this Maisa, a frumkeit, let's call it that, with the intention to always do it, but he did it only one time, but he was planning on doing it forever, or that's one option. Right, he only did it one time, but he thought he's going to do it forever. Ashenayah came gimel pamim, or he did it 3 times. Afal pishaloi haya b'dayt l'nu came la'ilam, even though it wasn't in his das to do it forever. V'loi hisna shiyeh b'li neder, and he never made a t'nai b'li neder. V'loi tzalasim v'neishen abari, and then he wants to change his mind because he's not healthy. Tzarech ha'torah, you need ha'torahs nedarim. Right.
If I want to take a night off from kitzur, I can't do that.
So that is the million-dollar question. If you start learning a learning seder, or you start whatever, you do something and you do it 3 times, so then that's it. You're stuck. You can never take off a seder anymore. It's very unclear what the heter is. I know that some of the poskim discuss that if you do daf yomi, so sometimes the last blot in a mesechta ends on an omer aleph. So are you mechuyev to do another amud because you're only doing one amud a day as opposed to two amudim? Right?
It's not part of regular day-to-day Torah learning? Like you learn Torah as much as Behagista you're going on?
No, but that's in addition to that. You have done a Maisa Toiv of doing a blot a day.
No, but I'm saying because you are obligated to learn every single second. There's like an obligation to constantly learn.
Oh, that's true. First
of
all,
it falls under the broader topic of Torah learning.
Right. And you've chosen a specific
type. I mean, you chose a specific type because you want to stick to, you want to finish certain parts. So you make certain schedule. That's just
so that's one side. But the other side is you've chosen to do one blot every single day. Right, so therefore, you might be the place we discuss it. Obviously, we don't go with that. We don't go with that. But
it's more like a nether within a hiyuv, no? There's a hiyuv to learn.
Right. So, but then no. But there is a hiyuv to learn. But you don't have to learn a blot a day.
But wouldn't it apply to First Seder also? If I go to First Seder 3 days in a row, how can I stop going to First Seder now?
Saying Enochadami, it's a problem.
You're saying in general, a schedule, or in general that you just do it?
Both.
Like you have a recording of the shiur, right? I very rarely do I make the live shiur, but I listen to the recording. Is that the same thing as keeping the schedule?
Yeah, as long as you learn it.
He listens to the tape 3 days, 3 nights in a row. Now he can't take a night off from listening to the tape, possibly.
Maybe he has to learn.
Or I do like a catch up. Like I missed learning and then one night and then I listened to the recordings like 3 days straight.
I don't know. It's unclear. It's unclear how it, the Poskim discuss this. Obviously, it's like what the Olam is saying, that is that you have to learn anyways. Da, 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 da. But that's yeah. Whatever. But anyways, but oh, let's finish this. And it's very interesting. Moshe. And you have to be, I'm sorry, but yiftach when you're trying to be matir neder, you have to come up with a reason. You can't just say, you can't just have a neder and then be matir neder. You have to have a good reason why you want to be matir. So there's two ways. There's charata, which is regret, and then there's pesach, meaning you just regret doing it because you can't keep up with it. Or it's pesach, which is that if I had I known A, B, and C would have happened, then I would not have made this nether. Right? Anyways, but that's what you have to do in order to get meaning. So you said, had I known that I wouldn't be able to go to a wedding and get drunk if I was going to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch every night, then I would never have started the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Seder. Right? Obviously, the best thing is to do is whenever you start a new Seder and you start a new thing, you say Bli Nether. Right? Then you don't have a problem, but maybe you shouldn't say it. So like this, you're stuck. Okay, Lachain Mishu writes to Linig Be'ezah Chumras Lasiago Prishas Yarim
And
and
you're
he's going to
stuck
say
giving
Kat.
shurim your whole life out of a car.
It
I'm
seems
saying.
so. Yes, it seems so.
Okay.
I'm not going to complain, right? So Yarim Betchila Shein a Makabel of Kain Beneder. You should always, anytime you do things, you should say Beli Neder. Begam Yarim Shein Bedait to Linig Kain Elab Pamahi. Or even if you're going to do a good deed. Which I don't do too many of those. So that's not my concern. So if you, when you do a good deed, you should say, "I'm only doing it for this time." On the times that I want, and not forever. Now, that Ramesha Feinstein has an interesting tshuva by Chol of Yisrael, that somebody who started being makbid on Chol of Yisrael, and then he wanted, then he realized he couldn't do it. Either it was too hard, too expensive, whatever. He wanted to know if he has to be matir neder because he kept Chol of Yisrael for a certain amount of time, right? So Ramesha says it depends why he kept Chol of Yisrael, right? Right? So it depends why he kept it. Did he keep it because he thought you have to? If he kept it because he thought he had to lahalacha, then he doesn't have to be matir neder because that was a mistake, right? Lahalacha, Ramesha said you don't have to keep it. If he wants to keep it, he says I know that really I don't have to keep Chol of Yisrael, but I want to be machmir. Then he would be need to be matir neder. But if he was keeping Chol of Yisrael because he thought Ramesha was wrong, then that is incorrect, and he does not have to be matir neder. You hear that? It's a very fine line. It's very fascinating tshuva from Ramesha.
Even if it's a chumrah, isn't it conditional on the name on where you are, according to Ramesh? Like in an area where Halal Israel is accessible, easily accessible, but
No,
if the person
Ramesha, no.
travels.
That's a different thing, but Ramesha, no, Ramesha held that it's Chol of Yisrael, Chol of Stam is mutter, finished. Right?
We have people that take on chumras like Kesaras Mechuba. People take on chumras just for that.
Correct.
Like some will say, okay, just Kesaras Mechuba, I'm gonna do Chol B'Yisrael. And now Kesaras
Correct.
Mechuba is
Pas
over,
Yisrael,
I'm
pas
not
das
doing I'm doing
brod.
Chol
Yeah,
B'Stam.
pas Yisrael, yeah.
Yeah, pas, those type of things, exactly. Well, if he does it temporarily, then he doesn't have to be matir neder anyways.
So it's
Right.
okay to
So
take on like these short chumras.
going into it, he's only
after
doing it
Pesach,
for Kesaras
the long
Mechuba.
term. Yeah.
He's not intending to do it after Aser Shemei.
Right. We're talking about a guy that took on Chol Yisrael, now he wants to go back on it. Like same thing with the Eruv, right? If a guy starts using the Eruv because he thinks the Eruv is puzzle. And then he decides he can't use the Eruv, so then I mean, the Eruv is not possible. If you don't want to use it, you don't want to use it, but it's possible.
As I share, so
Yeah.
I share as well.
Anyways, okay. Ches ketsa matir nes a neder a shvuah. How do you matir a neder in a shvuah? Ha'ilu ketsa shleisha noshim b'nei. You go to three people who are b'nei Torah. And one of them has to be a bucky. He has to know what's allowed and what's not allowed. Right?
But by Hataras Nadarim, we just picked the two guys next to us.
That's yeah, they're all
Or the three
yes.
guys next to us,
Yes,
whatever.
yes, yes. So the whole thing is interesting because it's a bezdin, right? But they're allowed to be related. So whatever.
It's
Right?
whoever's going to get you out of shul the quickest.
Basically, the fast reader, right? So ve'ech matirin, and how you matir ve'hem yatirula, and then there'll be matir neder. Mishanoda b'chalayim. Somebody makes a neder in his dream. Toshi yatirula asara b'nei Torah. It's good that they should be matir him 10 b'nei Torah, right? Well, because that's already a dream. The Gemara says that a neder in a dream has a lot more severity to it. Okay. Tess. Normally, a kid is not considered a gadol until he becomes 13 and he grows hair. The same thing for a girl with bas mitzvah. By neder and shvu, we bump them up a year. So the boys from age 12, girls from 11. The 12 years old in a day, even if they don't have any hair, they understand the concept of who you're making a nether or a shvua to. Their nether is a nether, their shvua is a shvua. But less than this man, even if they understand, they make any sort of nether, it's meaningless. But still, we yell at them and we hit them. That they should not be rugged to have an adornment shuas. And if it's a dover cotton or kal that has no inu nefesh, guys in the land, their guys are on them that they should be makayimit.
This is recorded. You said hit them.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, by the way, are we recording? Did I hit record?
Yeah.
The back of the third okay, good. You scared me there.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. It's funny. It's funny. I don't think. Does anybody have the art scroll on them? How do they touch Makanoi, son?
Para de punish them.
Ah, so okay. That means hitting, no? Doesn't that mean hitting?
I mean, maybe it's even worse than that.
Okay. If it's good enough for art school, it's good enough for me. Okay. Yud. A father can knock off his daughter's nedarim until she becomes a begeris, which is till 12 and a half. 12 years and 6 months. That's long as she's not married. Right? And a husband could also knock off his wife's nedarim. How do you do that? He says 3 times, mufer, which means the neder is done. I bottle, I shar lashon hamayra, or any other lashon that teaches us or shows who Iker as a nether meikare, that he's uprooting the nether meikare. Bain shaymer, bain came before now. Whether he says it in front of her, I shall loy before now, not in front of her, our lashon hatara, but the lashon of hatara, loy mahani ba'av uabal, a father and a husband, the lashon hatara does not work. That's only when you're being matar and nether, when you're doing hafar of somebody else's nether, then you need to use the proper terminology. Hatara goes on a person's own nether, hafara goes on somebody else's. And also they are not the father and the husband can only be made for the nether on the day they hear it. If they hear it in the beginning of the night, they have the whole night and the whole next day. And if they hear about it during the day, right before night, they only have till then the rest of the day they can't do anything, right? Meaning it goes by the Jewish day. So you have till Shkia or nightfall of that day, and that's it, no matter when the nether was made. The Shabbos, on Shabbos he shouldn't say he's being made for it. Like during the week, he's mavatal in his heart. And he could say, take and eat. Meaning that's assuming she made a nether that she's not going to eat. And similar things like that. Meaning he shouldn't say it straight out. But if the father or the son say it in the beginning, that he is. If the husband or the father say, you know what, we're very happy that you made this nether. Even if he didn't say beferish that he's happy with it, he just like signals, gives a thumbs up or something like that, which shows that he seems like he shows that he wants it. Even if he just thinks about it in his heart, that he's happy with his nether, with her nether, he cannot be made for the nether. But if she makes the nether tali and a maisa, meaning she says, if I do A, then I'm making a nether, that's a whole different story. Ayin shach siman resh tam adalet sif koton mem hey. Fine. Yud aleph, eiz and adarim yichayel and abay yabal offer. What type of nedarim are a father and husband allowed to annul? Dafka dvarim sheyesh bem inui nefesh. Only things that have to do with causing their soul pain. Kugoyin rechitza, where if she says she's not showering, the kishut, she's not putting on makeup, ki chulapirchas, it's also types of makeup, because that affects her relationship with the husband. And a husband, so that's what a father, then the husband can be made for things even having nothing to do with causing pain to the body. If it's something that's between a husband and wife, the garam eva benam is going to cause animosity between them. But these are not mutter only as long as she is with him. But after, meaning when she makes the nether, the husband can knock it off. But it only lasts until their marriage lasts. If they get divorced, or if he dies, then her nether comes back. Then Asurban, then the nether comes back. Yeah, fine. That is day number one. We'll stop with there, and we'll just start the other one. But then the